sitting opposite Lou Felician, my partner. Hey, Lou.
Hi, Steve.
Great to be with you, folk. This is Lou and Steve show Monday.
Welcome back, too, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much. I might as well let it be known. Seattle was beautiful. So my grandson, grand guy, and other family, and it was delightful.
Beautiful baby.
Great kid. And it's actually a nice city. They've cleaned up their act a little. What does that mean? Republicans are winning? I don't know. But in any case, someone's coming to their senses. Maybe the races will be competitive. And Lou, of course, that concerns us tonight. We're talking, we're previewing the races tomorrow, November 8th, Election Day, here in New York, of course, nationally, too. Concern us all. And to me, this is not a one-party screed. I don't care what party you're in. Just show common sense, Lou. And you know this, and you're going to get into it in your angle, which is very valid. But I just want to say, all the interest groups are claiming tomorrow is a referendum on democracy and various other single causes. Maybe there is, or women's rights. Okay, fortunately, gun rights haven't been come into fashion this election season. But I will tell you, to me, it's a referendum on the whole culture of cancellation, of wokeism, of political correctness writ large, subjective reasoning at the expense of objective reasoning and order. The whole Western intellectual tradition is on trial now. The diminution of standards, the institutionalization of the administrative state, the nationalization of everything, and the recruitment of local, county, state, other governments, nonprofits, foundations, libraries, library boards, zoning boards, the delegation, over-delegation of government functions to media companies. Lou, we've heard FBI has been in consultation with, I don't remember, was it Twitter, Facebook?
Yes.
This is wrong. This is Washington running our country. Our founders had common sense. And the 13 colonies...
Well, that's what's lacking here.
Of course it is. And they knew the states each had unique things to offer. Unfortunately, what was it, half of them, more than half of them, experienced slavery. But we got rid of that. We put that behind us. So don't give me this horse feathers about white supremacy. The issue today is elitist supremacy. And I don't care if the supremacy is right or left. This is a nation of 50 states, a dynamic, multicultural nation of many people of multi-ethnic backgrounds. Don't tell me this is one class or race lording it over another. It's the elite political class, and at times that's been Republican, conservative. Now it's Democrat, left wing. Let's accept the reality of it. The, to me, referendum we're hearing about here in New Rochelle, New York, and throughout the country is about the leadership of our great 330 million people country being exerted by overeducated, underfed elites. And I think they have to realize this is a great diverse nation. The one you're always talking about and trying to convince conservatives is such a valid idea. Well, most conservatives I know today, Lou, including you and most of my friends of color, conservative also recognize this is a diverse, great country. We don't need any lessons from people who live in the toniest suburbs, go to the finest colleges and universities. Nothing wrong with that, Lou.
It's a beautiful melting pot, and the Democrats are killing the taste, exactly what they're doing.
Perfectly stated. Absolutely. And it's worked this long, and it continues to work. Despite all their rhetoric, we still lead the nation. We lead the world in immigration, successful immigration, legal immigration, in addition, unfortunately, to illegal. And to me, that's not really illegal. It's unmanaged, ungoverned immigration. I have nothing against immigration. We need more of it.
I totally agree. Everything you said so far, Stephen. I just want to put a little two cents into this, is that this election to me, everybody, is I don't care who you vote for, but you got to look at the thing. You got to look at crime. You got to look at the economy. You got to look at the biggest growth population in this country's history is baby boomers. And all us baby boomers right now are senior citizens. So, you know, you got to look at Social Security down the road. The massive people are going to be on Social Security pretty soon. You have to look at all these issues that the Democrats are not talking about. You have to look at this. And another thing that nobody's mentioned so far is this proposition.
Before you move off that, though, Social Security, which boomers should be sensitive to, instead of spreading all these funds thin on somewhat valid green projects, solar panel construction, lithium battery subsidization, all good and valid projects in their time, in perspective. But this puts our whole social safety net at risk when we engage in these little technological fantasies.
I totally agree. You got to look at Proposition 1, everybody. We don't know what the federal government's going to do yet. Nothing was said what money they're doing for flood mitigation. We don't know. So how would you approve a $4.5 billion, would it be, dollars or whatever? To me, that's a money for a loophole for a general fund. That's exactly how I see this is going to happen. You still got COVID money we could tap into. You have all these things here, Steve. This is a way to put money into a general fund that can disperse money wherever they want it. I'm voting no on all the propositions.
It's called slush fund. You're precisely right, Lou. Let's face it. Last 2 years, the Democrats, instead of talking about defunding police, I know not all of them said that. I'm not going to be unfair here. But instead of talking about that and the George Floyd aftermath, terrible tragedy it was. By the way, it occurred in Minneapolis. Why does it affect us in New York?
Exactly.
We're more than 50% of New York City police, and I bet a like number in New Rochelle are people of color in the police forces. Why complicate the story? Well, because the elites like to complicate things.
And, you know, and everybody, I just want to put this out there. This election is not about abortion. To make a statement that this whole election this year is about abortion is totally ludicrous. It's look at economics. Look at the crime. Look at every day when you go to a supermarket where you're paying for gas. This is what you need to be thinking about. When you go pull that lever and fill in those dots tomorrow, you need to think all these things out or whatever. Not just that the boob tube tells you and your TV shows or your entertainment. As a singer that you like, look at the real world. Look at the real world you're in and see if you think that you did better years ago when you were able to save a buck than you are now. And plus the stock market. Look at the stock market. I lost a fortune in the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely true. And I should have completed the point. Thank you for bringing me back to my main line. Instead of talking about these side issues, race, legitimate in its time and perspective and scale, abortion, it's a legitimate issue. It's debated all the time. Fine. But the main issues are prosperity of the greatest number of Americans of all races and backgrounds. We should have been talking about infrastructure, another legitimate issue that conservatives I know and leftists I know who are responsible want to talk about. But why wait till Election Day to make one four decisions, yes or no, Lou? Why weren't there town hall meetings over the past 18 months about sewers not working? We know in New Rochelle, Lovell Street, I know for a fact, is missing flow-through drains. And this is your field of expertise.
Well, you're saying about Proposition 1 I'm talking about now, $4.1 billion they want to approve. How this has happened, this floods that are happening, is all this urban sprawling that nobody's talking about. All these buildings, high-rise buildings, and all this. And you look at the Sheldrake River, there's so many people, and created a concrete jungle that wasn't adapted to the situation. These sewers were built 100, 200 years ago.
Okay.
So they weren't built to hold this amount of people.
You're
there was only
right.
10 or 15,000 people in this whole area years ago.
Of course. I was in a coffee shop bar. Le Parisien, good plug for them. They're a nice place. They had postcards and flyers for the different apartments going up. Good for them. Good development is needed. I wish there was more ownership than rental. But in any case, all those construction projects are taking land out of the watershed into which a lot of rain enters back into the earth and flows naturally. Instead, we're getting parking lots
and
no natural runoff and concrete. Bruce, this is the Lou and Steve Show. That's Lou Felicio and Steve Mayo, Mondays here at WVOX, 1460 AM, your great privately owned community station in New Rochelle, the only one left in the county. Keep your dial where it is. We'll be back with you very soon.
There's always something happening on Westchester's Hometown Forum. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
I never seen you looking so.
Hello again. This is the Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo Show. We're with you Mondays, 5:30 here on WVOX 1460 AM, your privately owned station that has all the variety you could want in cultural features, news programming, local, international, everything you want, sports coverage you want. You want to hear cricket scores, go to our FM station, WVIP-FM. This is a great station, and I'm proud to be part of it for 20 years. Lou, how many?
23 years.
He's the grand old man of WVOX, Lou, replacing Lou Gehrig or somebody. Who else was that?
But Willie case, Pip. Remember Willie Pip? They thought they put, what's his name? The first bat, Gehrig, took his spot. Never even batting 300, put him in their lineup.
And of course.
Who was it? Wally Pip. Thank you, Nicky. Pip.
You got it.
Yeah, Wally Pip. Thanks,
oh, you like
Nicky.
The old timers.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Nick? Can you call me? Thank you.
Nick confirms. Wally Pip.
Yeah.
Very good. But how about Napoleon Lajoie? That's 19th century.
Oh, wow.
I'll beat you on the history, man, every day. But I'm sure you're a better player than me. In any case, glad to be back with you, dear audience. We're encouraging calls now. Lou and I got our monologues off our chests and a dialogue, too, which is the best. 914-636-0110. Be sure to tune to WVOX tomorrow, of course, starting in the morning with Dennis and Tawny for coverage, I'm sure, and throughout the day. And normally tomorrow at noon, Assemblyman Ron Tocci has his show, where I'm glad to guest often. And that night after 9 o'clock, Don, you don't mind my plugging, a little election coverage, straight, direct, the only local coverage on the radio in Westchester County, right here from WVOX, a four-person panel and a great group they are. But Lou, just to continue our discussion, you're right, abortion is not the only issue. The abortion maximalists, the abortion supporters who think you need 9 months to decide whether this little bit of life in the womb is worthy of life, I think that's extreme. And I will say this to my Right to Life friends, it's every bit as extreme as saying there should be no abortion. Again, both positions I respect. There may be good reason for them, but I don't hold them. You got to take a middle ground. And I think Zeldin has been very unfairly portrayed as some sort of extremist. I know every bit of mail that comes to my house, attention to my dear wife, very smart wife who doesn't let any foolishness get past her signalization. They're telling her every day he's extreme. He's not extreme. Lee Zeldin is a moderately conservative Long Island congressman. It's one of the most diverse set of two counties in the country. He's a good, decent man. He's a nice Jewish boy. Went and married a nice Catholic girl. And I believe they have two beautiful daughters.
Yeah, two daughters.
Are they
yeah.
twins? I'm not sure.
No.
But they're great kids, and they're a lovely family. I don't pride myself on too much political contact, Lou, but I met Zeldin some years ago when he went up to the state senate. He's a nice, gentle, sweet guy. He's also a tough guy. He knows how to beat off attackers.
Well, I just want to put this out about Zeldin, Steve, if you don't mind. I know we got to call Larry. I'll be right off in a second here. Is that if look what happened in Long Island. There was a big MS-13 population growing there. Wyandanch, Brentwood, you know, a lot of cities out there in Long Island. When he was in office, he tackled this years ago. That's what you need in office here. When you look at crime, you look at that cab driver with five daughters who was slain to death or whatever like that, supporting his family or whatever. You look at the MTA worker that was killed. You look at all these stabbings and killings and punching people at subway stations and throwing them off the platforms. This is what you need, somebody good in crime. We have to nip this in the bud now because you can't let this keep escalating. Hands down.
You're absolutely right. And I'm not blaming the Democrats for causing it. These have long, deep-seated causes. All I'm saying is the fiddling with the bail law and restricting the right of judges to control and implement the law is wrong. To me, it's un-Republican, undemocratic, it's unreasonable, and it puts too much power into people who live by lawlessness. I'm not saying the Democrats are evil. There have been abuses of the bail system. We know our history of slavery and racism. It's not opinion, it's fact. But in our 21st century lives, we are allowed to go forward and make some assumptions. Number one assumption, Lou, is police are fundamentally decent people. They deserve the qualified immunity they have enjoyed for many decades. I don't know how many. You know that's at risk in Albany right now.
Well, it shouldn't be that you only praise a police officer when he's killed. Bagpipes play. They should praise these people every day. 21 years ago, we had 9/11. In this last past September, it was 21, I think, years ago. And what happened was the day after, that week after, that month after, people had American flags up. People were holding each other's hand, shaking each other's hand. You see somebody in a grocery store, you say, everybody was united. We need to get back to that day.
Absolutely.
We need to get back to that day and praise these people who are supporting us, risking their lives on the street or whatever like that, not letting these guys get, they put a collar on a guy, arrest a guy, and the next day they're out with this bail reform. They got to get these politicians got to get these DAs from Manhattan out of office and put somebody who there is high in crime.
Absolutely. And I would say blaming the police for outbreaks
totally
of crime
wrong.
And also for all outbreaks of violence, because the police have committed some wrongly, is like blaming the poor and African Americans for poverty. It was never the whole story. It's a complex story. But policing a complex society like ours, the most diverse on earth, incidentally, leftist critics, more diverse than Russia or China or North Korea or all the beautiful social democracies of Western Europe. We are diverse and we're pretty darn good at it. Let's get to our first call.
Larry?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, Larry.
Show.
How you doing?
As usual, good. You know, I pray for the red wave tomorrow because it's very important that we take this country back. The Democrats have done insurmountable damage in less than 2 years. They've destroyed every facet of our society. I blame the Democrats. When Trump was in office, we were running on all eight cylinders, and everything was going well. And, you know, we don't even realize the ramifications of these open borders. Americans have died to protect our borders, and this idiot has just opened up the door and said, come on in.
Of course,
how many criminals, MS-13, drug dealers, terrorists, you know, there's going to be a lot happening because of this.
Let's face it, Larry, the Border Patrol and ICE on the nation's borders are, you know, the national form of law enforcement. You got to support them or change the law. But the Democrats are not proposing seriously, proximately, of changing the immigration law. I think that would be wrong, but at least it would be honest. No, they just want to close their eyes and let all these millions in.
Stephen, Larry, you think it's right that 86,000 IRS workers are hired, not one person for the border? Come on, give me a break here. It just goes to show you that they don't have their head on straight.
You know, it goes along with the whole green crap, which is just another additional tax, a way of taxing people and robbing the middle class.
Well, Larry, you know, I'm not against an agenda for the new economy and new technology, but you don't legislate for the technology until the technology is here. We still do not have a cheap way of making solar panels. Let me put it in simple plans. I know simple ways, and I'm a little bit about manufacturing. There's no way to make this stuff in the United States and turn a profit. So we have to worsen our trade imbalance with China by sending these orders to China. What's the good in that?
The solar panels, the blades for the windmills, and the batteries for the cars are all made in China.
That's right.
Biden made a lot of money off of China. What do they own him? Why are we doing business with China still?
And let's face it, Larry, the richest people today are those who are either trading, buying Asian technology, nothing wrong with it, it's bought legitimately as far as I know, or trading in inexpensive, cheaply made, not badly made, cheaply made, environmentally unconscious, in some cases slave labor produced, consumer goods. What's the justice in that? Where's the vision in that? We need to bring this manufacturing back. Larry, you know, we've spoken about that, and that's part of the solution, and I think it's a lot more than about abortion.
Abortion is not illegal. That's what the Democrats are trying to shove down everyone's throat to cause fear. You can get an abortion in any state in this country. You know, there's just time limitations.
Absolutely. Reasonable limitations, like on everything, like, including gun ownership, thank God. Anyway, Larry, thanks for the call. Provocative,
thank you,
as always.
And I salute you for yesterday.
No, explain to me. I'm not sure. Anyway, this is the Stephen Lew Show here on WVOX. We are to our mid-break. We'll be right back after these commercials and features. Keep it downward. It's WVOX, 1460 AM.